I am sitting in a room.
Ah, shame. No, 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 not today. Not today, not today.
The same one you are in now.
What?
I am recording the sound of my speaking voice.
This is quite frustrating.
And I'm going to play it back into the room. Again and again.
Radio Assembly.
Any semblance of my speech.
Natalie Sharp, a.k.a. Lone Taxidermist. Live.
With perhaps the exception of rhythm.
It goes like this.
Is destroyed. Until the resonant frequencies of the room...
Breathe in.
...reinforce themselves.
You haven't hung out much, have you?
Yeah.
What you will hear then...
And I just thought I'd do a crap jingle whilst locking my bike up outside.
...are the natural resonant frequencies of the room.
Because who doesn't love a crap jingle?
Articulated by speech. I regard this activity...
Sometimes calm, like now.
Not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact.
Which is not possible because I was neither old enough nor rich enough to afford it, but they're like, this is a part of history.
But more...
And you find yourself like...
There's a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have.
Like, I really like the person, I really like... I've never had a nostalgia, like, oh, the 50s! Probably because I'm black and you can't really go further than the 80s.
But sometimes... violence...
Radio Assembly.
At Somerset House Studios.
At Somerset House Studios.
Coming at you live from Somerset House Studios. Live.
Hey Siri. That's a classic problem. This is why the machines might not take over as quick as we'd like them to take over. Try again. Hey Siri. There's Siri. Siri, can you tell me about the difference between concatenation and vocal synthesis?
Okay, I found this on the web for Can You Tell Me About the Difference Between Concatenate and Vocal Synthesis.
Famously, 1961, IBM produced a vocal synthesizer and it quite famously sung Daisy Bell. Some of you might remember that in the film 2001, as Dave is disassembling the memory of how the spaceship supercomputer, or AI as it's called, and the computer is dying, it reverts back to its earliest memories and it sings this song.
We're currently in this environment where the server farms that are kind of creating the internet that we're now broadcasting on take up a lot of resources.
There's these very limited resources remaining on planet Earth, and they use them all up to drive this huge server that runs cyberspace. And it's kind of the most marginalised people who aren't allowed to migrate into cyberspace who have to deal with the upkeep of these servers.
We went to train in Russia with a Spetsnaz, a guy from the Russian Special Force, to know how to navigate in forest totally blind, to augment our senses. He was like, okay, we're gonna go one night in the forest. I'll pick you tomorrow, and you have to stay all night long and go to the space you really like, and the space you feel is a bit strange. And tomorrow you give me a report. Totally blind, the forest, bare feet, was something. And it's true, like, augmented my senses.
It looks terrifying. It's a terrifying place. Terrifying music. And it's terrifying lights. And it's terrifying people behind the work.
We kind of feel that pretty much every single human being nowadays is... to some extent, kind of becoming a part of this cruel system.
Regardless if you're feeling inside or outside of it, you're accomplice to it, whether you like it or not.
Joanna!
for being music. I mean, it's...
Bye bye, au revoir.